Hi everyone, Jeremy Kerman here, and today we're going to try something a little different on Kerman's Corner. This one is for the insurance claims folks out there, but everyone else stick around, because I think you can also learn a little something from the world of insurance coverage here. Today's story is about a recent insurance claim that reminded me of the importance of critical thinking and not just assuming that everything you're told is true. I represented an insurance company that issued an insurance policy to a marketing company for various things, employment practices, claims against directors and officers, a few other types of coverages. Well, the marketing company was sued by a large group of its customers under the Telephone Consumer Protection Act for allegedly sending out spam text messages to the customers without their prior consent. Now, as you claims managers know, you've got two important documents to look at when you're putting together the insurance coverage jigsaw puzzle: the complaint and the underlying lawsuit, and the insurance policy itself. If the policy says it covers what the complaint alleges, insurance pays the costs. But if the policy says it doesn't cover what the complaint alleges, then the insurance company denies coverage. Simple enough. Except when it's not always that simple. In this case, the insurance company denied coverage, so the marketing company had to use its own money to pay for the costs of being sued. The marketing company eventually settled the lawsuit, but felt that the insurance company had wrongfully denied coverage, so the marketing company turned around and sued the carrier for wrongful denial. Here was the coverage argument in the coverage lawsuit. The insurance policy specifically said that it did not cover any lawsuit against the marketing company involving invasion of privacy, and the carrier took the position that sending spam text messages to customers without their permission invaded their privacy. Well, if you want to know how the court came out and decided if sending spam text messages is an invasion of privacy for the customers, I've got bad news for you, because some critical thinking made us realize that there was another, even more pressing issue that decided the case. For many insurance policies, a claim must be both made and reported during the policy period. As we all know, that means that the company must find out that they're being sued and tell their insurer that they've been sued within a certain amount of time. Well, we'd always been under the impression in this case that the marketing company first found out about the text messaging lawsuit right after the insurance policy started. There was no reason for us to question it. But when we were reading the coverage suit, we noticed that the marketing company put down a different date for the date that it found out about the text messaging lawsuit, a date that was just a few days before the insurance policy started, and so we investigated a bit more. Sure enough, one of the marketing company's directors saw the lawsuit on his desk for the first time during the policy, but the company had appointed a registered agent for receiving lawsuits, and that registered agent received the lawsuit a few days earlier than the director, right before the policy started. And under the law and the insurance policy, that is when the claim is considered made. And since the insurance claim was considered made before the policy even started, it meant that the policy didn't provide coverage for the text messaging lawsuit, and the court found no coverage because of that issue with the date. I think this case is a good reminder that sometimes it's healthy for all of us to question what we're told is a fact, put our critical thinking skills to work. Most of the time, we'll probably just confirm what's in front of us, but that one time that you don't may be worth the effort. Stay tuned for the next Kerman's Corner coming up soon, and be on the lookout for a couple of new features, maybe even a guest speaker.